We begin with the 55th surah of the Noble Quran, a surah that is beloved to many. Many have highlighted it as their favorite surah, and it is titled as the bride of the Quran, Rusul Quran. The hadith states that there is a bride for everything, and Surah Rahman is the bride of the Noble Quran, a surah that reminds us on the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah has conferred upon mankind, and the repetition of the verse, فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ, which of the bounties of your Lord can you deny? It's repeated again and again to awaken within us that urge to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His numerous favors. And this verse is repeated 31 times throughout the surah, each time reminding us of a different bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is what we need to think about, that فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِبًا, O mankind and jinn, which of the bounties of your Lord will you deny? This is related to a different subject at every instance. Now this surah, many of the ulama of the opinion that it was revealed in Makkatul Mukarramah, others say in Madinatul Munawwarah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I recited the surah to the jinn on the night of jinn, and their respective response was better than yours. That whenever I recited Allah's statement, فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ, O mankind and jinn, which of the bounties of your Lord will you deny? And they said, لَا بِشَيْءٍ مِّن نِعْمَتِكَ رَبَّنَا نُكَذِّبُ فَلَكَ الْحَمْدِ, none of your bounties do you deny, O Lord, all praise is due to you. So sometimes when people say something, when people are giving a lecture or presenting something to you, you've got to respond. You've got to show you that you're comprehending, and you've got to respond. That's why Nabi Salaam, in fact, challenged the Sahaba to say the jinnat had been more responsive than you were to these verses of the Noble Quran. When we look at the opening verses in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala introduces Himself in a very unique manner, saying, Ar-Rahman, the Merciful One. And one of the reasons for beginning the surah with the name of Allah is presumably that the disbelievers of Mecca were unaware of this name of Allah. They used to say, Mar-Rahman, what is the Rahman? This name has been selected here to let them know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Ar-Rahman. Allama al-Qur'an, that Allah has taught the Qur'an. The Qur'an is the greatest gift from all of Allah's gifts, and it is the loftiest bounty from all His bounties. Ponder over the power and the capacity of man on one side, and look at the limitless ocean of the Quranic knowledge on the other hand. Without doubt, that Allah had entrusted man with something like the Quran, which is far weightier than the heavens and the mountains. Now that is truly through the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If it were not for this, then, and the will of Allah, then where could we as feeble human beings be able to bear the grandeur of the great speech of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah had granted to us in this form of the Quran? This is really a great bounty. And it is in the knowledge of the Quran that all knowledges are encompassed. It has the knowledge of everything, the knowledge of the previous nations, the knowledge of what is to come, the injunctions and the prohibitions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all of it is contained in the Quran. Allah had created man, and therefore Allah says, خَلَقَ الْإِنسَانِ, Allah has created man, that He is the one who created man, عَلَّمَهُ الْبَيَانِ, and taught man to speak. Man's creation itself is a great boon from Allah, and the natural order of things is that that man has been created, and the knowledge of the Quran is imparted to man, and only after the creation that this can be attained. So the bringing into existence of man, that is a great bounty, from non-existence into existence. Then Allah has thus brought the essence of man into existence, and also placed the attributes of speech in man. In other words, Allah has enabled us to express our thoughts. Allamahu al-bayan, Allah has taught us how to talk, and we are then able to express our thoughts extremely clear. The thought comes in the heart from the Islamic point of view, the brain. That is what people will think in the modern context. And that is interpreted and put into words. This is a great bounty from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. that Allah has made it possible for us to articulate, to express, to share what is on our mind. Ash-shamsu wal-qamaru bi-husban. For the sun and the moon, there is a definite reckoning. The rising and setting of both, the sun and the moon, the increasing and decreasing or remaining in one condition, the changing of the seasons, the moving of time, this all enables us to calculate various times, seasons, and all of this is under the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's on a continuous movement, we cannot stop that, and there's no shortcomings in this. It follows a calculated period, and this is undoubtedly the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَالنَّجْمُ وَالشَّجَرُ يَسْجُدَانِ. The shrubs, the trees are engaging prostration. Just like the celestial bodies, the earthly creatures are also in obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, their master. Little shrubs, plants that creep on the ground, tall trees, they are all part of the system of Allah and submissive to the system of Allah. Humans cannot deny using these creations. وَالسَّمَاءَ رَفَعَهَا وَوَضَعَ الْمِيزَانِ. The heaven, Allah has raised it high and placed the balance. أَلَّا تَطْغَوْ فِي الْمِيزَانِ. So that you may not transgress the balance. So the balance is to be maintained at all times. وَأَقِيمُ الْوَزْنَ بِالْقِسْطِ وَلَا تُخْسِرُ الْمِيزَانِ. Observe the weight with equity and do not decrease the measure. We've been told that everything is in absolute harmony, and whatever is between the heavens and the earth, in between the heavens and the earth, there is a balance there that is kept in harmony, and that is what we need to at all times maintain balance in our lives and maintain truth and justice within our lives. From the heavens to the earth, Allah has established every single thing on the highest pedestal of balance and equilibrium, on the foundation of truth and justice. And if the truth and justice are not taken into consideration, then the entire system of the universe will be topsy-turvy. It will all collapse. It will all come to naught. And that is why in everything we need to maintain that balance. May Allah give us the understanding. That's an overview of the first 9 verses of Surah Ar-Rahman.